Dan Spuller, Head of Industry Affairs for the Blockchain Association. Dan, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's start, Dan, with just kind of a general overview of cryptocurrency or CBDC. What is this cryptocurrency that we're hearing so much about?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Great question. So there's a pretty big difference between permissionless decentralized digital assets like Bitcoin versus a central bank digital currency. A central bank digital currency, CBDC, it's a digital form of legal tender that's directly issued by a country's central bank, in our case, the Federal Reserve. They're similar to cryptocurrencies, but in this case, the CBDC is fixed to the central bank and is fixed to the country's fiat currency. So in today's digital age, as we know, most of our money is held, transferred through various means, as online, bank accounts, PayPal, apps. Those are all liabilities of commercial banks. But what a CBDC does that makes it so different is that it becomes a liability of the Federal Reserve, and it creates a direct link between the citizenry and commercial banks. And so that was what raises questions over concerns around privacy, financial privacy, and infringing on direct control over how we use our money on a day-to-day basis. Whereas with Bitcoin and decentralized cryptocurrencies, that's quite the opposite.
As we mentioned, the governor vetoed this bill that would allow North Carolina to have some CBDC. What was your reaction to Governor Cooper's veto of this bill?
Well, we were surprised by it because North Carolina is one of many states that's actually been advocating at the state legislature to pass bans of central bank digital currencies at the federal level. And our state overwhelmingly at the state legislature supported this bill. Last summer, the House passed it unanimously, which was almost unheard of in Raleigh. And then this past month, the state Senate came out very strongly in support of the bill. Only, I think, three voted against it, five rather. And when the governor vetoed it, it surprised us because, to our knowledge, he's the only governor in the country that's vetoed this bill. It's very, very popular bipartisan legislation. And it really gives the state the opportunity to send a message, a clear message to Congress and to the Federal Reserve that our state and the citizens of our state oppose this the development of a federal CBDC.
Are there other states that have adopted similar legislation to the one that Governor Cooper vetoed last month?
Yes, there are. There are several states that are doing this. As a matter of fact, I went up, I testified in the state of Indiana earlier this year, overwhelmingly passed, signed in the law by the governor. Same thing with South Dakota. So there's other states that are taking this. Florida also, DeSantis passed an executive order. I know Arizona's looking at the legislation, but the North Carolina bill actually was passed as model legislation because it was so well written. And we're hopeful, and I'm actually fairly confident that I think it'll get overridden based off what I'm hearing.
Visiting with Dan Spuller, Head of Industry Affairs for the Blockchain Association. One of the things, Dan, that Governor Cooper mentioned in his veto was the need to wait until the federal government deals with some of the issues. So I'm curious why you feel like North Carolina shouldn't wait until maybe all the kinks are ironed out before moving forward.
Well, I think what's important to remember about this is, again, it sends a message. And I think we need to be vigilant. Vigilance can't be overstated. It's crucial that we safeguard our pillars here from financial independence and privacy. And the prospect of heightened government surveillance and control over our financial transactions, it raises some serious concerns. And I think this is a great opportunity for states to send a message to Congress. And because it is happening throughout the world, there's other countries across the world that are already enacting this, that are already developing this. China's doing this. And it's something that I don't think would be very popular in the United States. And candidly, it's unconstitutional.
Why do you feel like are the biggest reasons why Governor Cooper might have vetoed this bill, given that it had such overwhelming support in the House and the Senate?
It's a head-scratcher to us. Again, overwhelmingly, a large amount of Democrats supported this legislation, too. So I think there could be more to the story, but from what we're hearing, I think there might have been a lack of education on the matter. We've spent a lot of time in North Carolina Blockchain Task Force educating legislators and policymakers on these topics here in North Carolina and really across the country. So I think it could be a lack of education, but it could also be politics. I think there might be differences of opinion on how this goes forward from his side.
How does this move forward? You mentioned that you feel like there's going to be a veto override here. So what happens after this veto override?
So after the veto override, at that point, it becomes law.
Sure.
The popularity besides from both chambers, the Senate and the House, again, it's overwhelming. So I think once this veto is overridden, hopefully it will happen soon. At the very minimum, I hope it happens before they adjourn or before the end of the year. And when that happens, I think it'll be a very strong point for the state. It'll show some leadership. And I think it'll also be important for Washington to understand that our state is opposed to this central bank digital currency concept.
As I let you go, Dan, maybe give us maybe one lasting thing you'd like to leave our listeners with as it relates to CBDC and this bill.
Well, I just want to make sure that everybody understands the importance of safeguarding our financial independence and privacy as we navigate these digital financial innovations. We're very supportive of Bitcoin and decentralized, permissionless digital assets. But central bank digital currencies, again, they're the antithesis of Bitcoin and freedom. And we want to make sure that our state is on the right side of history.
Dan Spuller, Head of Industry Affairs for the Blockchain Association. Dan, appreciate the time and the perspective, and I look forward to having you back on the show again as we continue to have these conversations.
Thank you so much.